This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, and we welcome the owner of Secured and Prepared Consulting. He's a certified healthcare protection administrator, Paul Sarnes, who, by the way, you can see on our stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Paul, welcome to Pittsburgh. Welcome to KDK.
Well, thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
I think in the gravity of the news that comes in waves, it seems like each and every day, many people have already gone past what happened last Saturday at UPMC Memorial Hospital in York. And we have come to learn, unfortunately, in this city, too, where you're not safe anywhere, but in an intensive care unit. A gunman arrived carrying a bag with a handgun, zip ties, went straight to the ICU, where he held staff members hostage and officers preparing to confront the gunman who had breached the ICU, held an ICU employee at gunpoint. They backed off, but then a gun battle ensued. He was killed. Tragically, a police officer was also killed, two others wounded, along with a doctor, nurse, and custodian in this gun battle. And then that brings up the conversation now, as we have seen far too often, of safety wherever you are. And this is the world you live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, the healthcare industry has been plagued with violence for years. Typically, it's the patients that were taken care of assaulting the staff that's there to help them heal. I mean, it's been going on for decades. But what we're seeing now is different. I mean, healthcare is a microcosm of society. And, you know, in the United States, it's over 100 citizens are killed in this country every day by gun violence. And we're seeing that spilling into the hospitals like we've never seen it before.
And, I mean, we know, really, you're not safe anywhere, but you have to take steps, whatever you can do, to ensure as much of a safety protocol as possible. Well, this incident that got a lot more attention, and it got national attention for all the obvious and right reasons, what do you do? I mean,
well, for us as individuals, I mean, situational awareness is everything. Being aware of our environment, no matter where we're at, making sure that we have aware of what's coming our way, what we see, the number of people that are in a particular spot. You know, what are they wearing? How are they moving? You know, what is the mood of the people that were around? You know, what are they carrying? I mean, these are things that really should be tipping us off that it may be criminal or may be suspicious. For employers, I mean, employers, you know, they have to make sure that their employees are aware of the risk that their environment, and they have to ensure that they're providing a safe and secure environment. And that's by, not, you know, the physical environment, but it's also training staff, reporting mechanisms in place, having the ability to communicate to employees in emergencies. So, you know, we as citizens have our own responsibilities to take care of ourselves and our loved ones, but employers have that same responsibility to make sure that they're providing a safe and secure environment for everybody, not just their employees, but their customers as well.
Anecdotally, I've noticed even around our area, there are many hospitals and healthcare facilities that have an armed security checkpoint. You have to get a badge or a name tag. You go through somewhat of a process. Others, not so much. And I just wonder, you don't feel necessarily comfortable anywhere, but you would never think in a hospital environment something like this would happen. Apparently, the gunman was disgruntled about what happened in that ICU to someone he knew and loved.
Absolutely. I mean, the healthcare environment is so emotionally charged. I mean, we're dealing with people that are under so much stress and so much anxiety and sometimes frustration. I mean, we've all at times, I'm sure we're frustrated with navigating the healthcare system itself, if it's with insurance or if it's with getting an appointment on time, or whatever it may be. So yeah, healthcare is in a very unique industry because of the emotionally charged environment. And yes, I mean, we're seeing a change in the industry where, you know, depending upon the location and the type of services the facilities are providing or the type of clientele they're serving. Yeah, we're seeing, 27% of hospitals right now have armed officers throughout the country. And we're seeing more and more organizations deploying weapon screening technology because of the risk of somebody bringing in a knife, a gun, an explosive, something that, you know, can really harm somebody. So the industry's changed as our society has changed over the last 20 years. You know, 9/11 changed everything. The shooting of Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Health, that was a lightning rod moment for things like executive protection. This unfortunate incident in New York will be a lightning rod moment for a lot of hospitals in that area to reevaluate their security posture.
And that said, I don't think we've seen anything like what happened on December 4th in New York City, the execution-style murder of Brian Thompson, the CEO of the U.S. Health Insurance Company, United Healthcare. So it was a target because he was the head of a healthcare. Apparently no other link except that he was that man. And
yes,
what's crazy, Paul, is that there's a small but powerful group of people that support what happened there. It's unimaginable. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's so disheartening to see the shooter. I've seen pictures of people getting tattoos of him on their body and kind of making him a saint. Yeah, it's really disheartening to see that it's come to that point where a murderer is idolized and, kind of given the sainthood recognition. Executives today are different than they were 10 years ago. I mean, they've become the face of their organization. You know, they're in social media, they're on the news, they're that face of the organization. And unfortunately, that puts them at greater risk. And not everybody's going to love the brand. Not everybody's going to love the message or have great service from that organization. And that puts those executives at greater risk because, unfortunately, our society has changed and people feel like it's okay to act out and to treat people badly and to threaten or to even do worse, as happened to Brian Thompson. Somebody acted out. On that situation.
Well, I'm sure because of all of this, you've been inundated with questions. How do we keep our people safe? Appreciate your time this morning, Paul. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Larry.
Paul Sarnese, who is the owner of Secured and Prepared Consulting and a certified healthcare protection administrator and crime prevention specialist.